Okay, you join us. The whole Release of Clowns team are here in Brussels for New Year's. We're here in the main square. It's an absolute mayhem. We're here in Belgium because Release the Clowns is the second most popular podcast in Belgium that has clowns in the title. And oh, they're doing the countdown. Yeah. Bonne année! Bonne année! Tout le monde! Libérez les clowns!
Oh, hello.
Good morning. Do you worry about what's going on in the world today?
Not really, no.
Surely all the violence and drugs and immorality must get you down.
No. No, I can't say they do. I'm pretty chilled about all that, to be honest. But you haven't come around just to chat about current affairs, have you?
Well, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. I want to talk to you about your future.
Oh, what a shame.
What do you mean?
Well, you're one day too late, I'm afraid.
It's never too late.
God, how unlucky can you get? Only yesterday I signed up with the Church of Scientology.
Oh, theirs is not the true way.
What, really? Oh, they said it was. Oh. You see, Frank, that's my husband, he and I have been looking around for a faith for some time now because we're getting on a bit and we don't want to roast in hell. So after a lot of humming and hiring, we finally had a look on U-Switch for the faith that suited our particular needs. I must say, it was very close. We got down to two. Scientology or British Gas. But you lot did all right. You came in third.
Third? But we offer salvation.
Maybe, but look at your celebs. Rubbish. I mean, the Scientologists have got Tom Cruise, John Travolta, Juliette Lewis, Bart Simpson, to name but a few. Who've you got? What, Dave Hill and Michael Jackson's mum?
Who's Dave Hill?
Oh, I'll give you a clue, right? So here it is, Merry Christmas. Oh, sorry, you don't believe in that, do you?
Dave Hill.
Oh, you know, the guitarist in Slade. Stupid haircut, platforms.
Oh, that Dave Hill. I used to like him. Anyway, it's not about celebrities.
Well, you would say that, wouldn't you? You've only got Dave Hill.
I'll have you know, Dave Hill was one of the seminal guitarists of the glam rock era. And while we're talking guitarists, what about a certain Mr. Hank B. Marvin? He's a Jehovah's Witness. Or Nelson Mandela's little sister. Not to mention Kim Holland.
Who?
She's a Dutch porn star. Look, celebrities aside, we offer way more than Scientology. 144,000 places in heaven, for starters.
Right. And how many Jehovah's Witnesses are there?
Well, about 8 million.
So even if I do sign up, I only have a 1 in 55 chance of going to heaven, and those odds go down the more people join.
I suppose...
Mate, you've got to think your religion through before going door to door. Go on, get lost. Amateur.
Release the clowns.
No. Think, Kayleen. Why are you standing out here in the ice and snow?
Hello, love. Oh, careful. You'll have someone's eye out with that.
With what? This? Why am I holding a...
Whoa! If this is about the 50-foot Christmas tree in my front garden and the 30,000-megawatt illuminated Christmas tableau with realistic singing reindeer on my roof, it's for the kiddies, isn't it?
No, it's gone.
Release the clowns, and the dirt is gone.
Of course, no Yuletide is complete without an extra-large helping of misery from the YouTube sensation that's even more dismal than its BBC One original. It's the Cat Enders Christmas Special.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, meow, Christmas.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 Kathy.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
meow, 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 devils.
Woof, 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 woof,
meow, 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 meow,
Rosie and Jason Festival for this year. Release the clowns.
Think, Aileen. Why are you Christmas shopping? You don't even have enough money to pay for heating this winter.
Ho, ho, ho. And what would you like for Christmas, Grandma?
If only I could remember. No, it's gone. Wait a minute. I've written something down on this piece of paper. Now, where are my glasses?
Well, hand it over, dear. Oh, my God. You're going to kill Santa?
Oh, that was it. Thank you so much.
What the? No, no, no!
Release the clowns!
Turning to our main item, I can confirm that in the last few minutes, rebels have launched a full-scale assault. We're going live to our correspondent on the ground. Robert, what's happening there?
Here in the capital, Kate, the suddenness and ferocity of the rebel attack has caught them totally unprepared. The first bombs fell on streets thronged with people returning home in workwear or dressed up for a night out. The resulting carnage chilled me to the core.
Can you tell us what you saw, Robert?
Yes, Kate, but I must warn listeners that they may find my report disturbing. Just minutes ago, as the bullets flew, I watched a group of young men sprinting across a street.
Fleeing for their lives?
Yes, Kate. In unbranded trainers.
I'm sorry, Robert. I may have misheard that.
Unbranded trainers, Kate. It was harrowing.
What about casualties, Robert?
The first casualty of war is style.
No, Robert. It's people. Tell me about the human casualties.
They're everywhere, Kate. There's a young woman being hauled from the rubble. Her rescuers are led by one of many volunteers who, with emergency services at Breaking Point, have courageously undertaken the search for survivors. Tragically, he's clad in chinos and Crocs.
Is that relevant?
It's the combo, Kate. The combo.
The young woman, Robert. What state is she in?
She's in a real state. Ugg boots.
We need to know about casualty numbers, troop dispositions, the relief effort, not footwear. Until you can tell me something useful, I'll talk to an expert. Colonel Janner, you're a senior analyst at the MOD. What's your take?
The situation is bleak, Kate. The rebels hold the main roads into the city and control both banks of the river.
With supply routes cut, could we be facing a humanitarian catastrophe?
That's right. They've overrun 90% of designer boutiques, so...
Really? Robert?
Thanks, Kate. I'm with an expert too, our fashion correspondent. Tatiana, any thoughts?
Sanctions? Maybe a no-fly zone?
Sanctions wouldn't even scratch the surface, Tatiana. There are shell suits here.
Oh dear, we've lost Robert. Moments ago, UN Special Envoy Kirov gave this briefing.
I come from video conference with President, and I am concerned by his response to this emerging crisis. During a discussion, it became apparent he was wearing tie with button-down shirt. I mean, WTF.
Release him, Clans!
Think, Aileen! Why are you here with all these strangers?
We aren't strangers, love. It's me, Bob. You're safe and snug in the care home.
What did I come in here for?
Well, I bet it wasn't for more of the sprouts. They're like bullets.
Is she all right? Hasn't had a stroke, has she?
Nah, old dear's been at the eggnog again.
Why would I invite all these people into my home when I clearly can't stand any of them? And why do I have the urge to hide behind the sofa when they pull the crackers?
Come on, everybody. Let's pull the crackers.
Yeah.
No, it's gone.
that was it.
Release the clowns.
And finally, the assassination of the president of Ghana, while making it look like a typical boating accident, yielded $5 million US dollars.
Thank you, number five. That concludes this month's financial report. Now, you will see in the folders in front of you my plan to take over the world.
No, not this again.
You have something to say, number three?
I thought we sorted this out last month. Taking over the world's a bad idea.
This organization does not tolerate insubordination, number three.
You know, electrocuting anyone who disagrees with you makes for a very unhealthy working environment, number one.
Why aren't you dead?
I'm wearing the new suit devised by our engineering and couture division. The suit acts as a Faraday cage to protect the wearer from electrical attack.
Well, that leaves me somewhat conflicted. On the one hand, I'm pleased that the technology works, but on the other hand, I wish you were a smoking mass of dead flesh, number three.
Yeah, but putting the use of electrocution as a management tool aside for a moment, what I want to know is why the sudden urge to take over the world?
No reason. To gain power over everyone, I suppose.
It's because of that woman, isn't it? What's her name?
Sandra Rawlins, of 54 The Maltings, Farlingham.
You will regret your lack of loyalty, number four.
We're all wearing electroproof suits, number one.
Curses!
And your reaction just proves that this is all about Sandra Rawlins.
No, not at all. She has nothing to do with it. Never on my mind.
Oh, come on. We all know you've fancied Sandra Rawlins ever since you were at school together.
No, that's not true.
You told me you fell in love with her when you were in Mr. Fulton's GCSE English literature class.
But she didn't notice you because she fancied Ben Smith even though he had acne.
I never knew what you saw in him. He was like one giant pustule with a quiff. But no matter, Ben Smith is no longer of any relevance.
Yeah, because you made me garrot him 3 years ago, and now you're trying to get Sandra's attention by taking over the world, aren't you?
The fact that she's recently single has no bearing on my plan.
Actually, it does seem pretty obvious that this is less about gaining power and more about impressing your teenage crush.
All right, yes, maybe a little.
I think we should get a woman's opinion on this. What do you think, number four?
Taking over the world is not going to win her heart, number one. What you need is a truly romantic gesture.
And what do you suggest I do? Send her flowers?
I always feel that a meticulously planned and perfectly executed kidnapping is the best way to a woman's heart. Keep her blindfolded throughout, and then, just at the moment when she's lost all hope, you take off the blindfold to reveal that she's not in some subterranean killing room, but in the presidential suite at Claridge's, surrounded by rose petals.
Blimey, you've really thought that through.
It's how my husband wooed me.
And you really think it will work?
Absolutely.
All right. Change of plan. We will not take over the world. Instead, we will dedicate all our resources to executing the most romantic kidnapping in the history of ever.
Finally, sense prevails.
But if it doesn't work, we're bloody well taking over the world, okay?
Release the Clown starred Lenny Pickard-Afnis, Alex Marion, Helen Duff, Phil Whelans, Nick Hildred, Marco Chu, Karen Morden, Amy Holmes, Phil Nice, Verity Softly, and Simon Edwards. It was written by Alex Marion, Nick Hildred, Simon Littlefield, Phil Nice and Martin Hyder. The show is produced by Nick Hildred and Alex Marion. Tell everyone you know they can now subscribe to the show on iTunes and check out our homepage, releasetheclowns.podbean.com, for show notes and more. And if you like Release the Clowns, please share it with all your friends. And please, please give us a review on iTunes. See you next week.